Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Reminder, tomorrow morning is, what do we have going on? Coffee at Carver's at 7:45. Usually it's standing room only, first Tuesday of the month, but come on down and check it out. So I'm here with Dave Sessions from the Mack Ranch. How are you?
I am great, Jack. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. You guys had are in a new location. Where is it?
You know, we're on 1077 Main Avenue. We're right next to Alpine Bank across from the old post office.
Right. How's that working out?
It is fantastic. We've been open for about a month now.
Uh-huh.
And it's just been a great response from the community. People can find us. It's really couldn't ask for more.
So how many years have you been doing the Apple world?
Yikes. I started with Apple in 1993. Wow. I got my license as a dealer in 2005.
Okay.
As a warranty provider in 2005. Moved to Durango in 2012.
Right.
And have kind of been growing since then. So I feel like we're in a really good place here.
Yeah. So how's the new move been? Because I got to tell you, walking by, I look in there, and there's people in there a lot.
Yeah, it's great. It's really beyond our expectations. There's a lot of walk-ins. People just come in, ask questions. We have a lot of accessories and things for people to play with, demo units. So it's really been much better than I could have hoped for.
So let me ask you this. So my son got me an Apple Watch, and before we went on air, mm-hmm. I was telling you about that, and I'm technically challenged, and I have no idea half the things this watch can do. Can you help me?
We can. We have 8 people on staff. Everyone is certified in Apple in some way or another. In April, we'll start doing classes, and we can teach you how to use all the apps on that watch and make uh-huh. it work with your phone, your iPad, your computer. But wow. That's what we're there for. You know, if you service and training after the sale is really what we're all about.
Okay, so let me ask this question, because obviously the service after the sale is huge, and I am a big proponent of buying local and purchasing things local. I am going to confess, my son's down in San Antonio, so, you know, he purchased through Apple, you know, and had the watch drop shipped.
And that's great.
But I feel guilty coming in when I haven't purchased directly from, let's say, your Mack Ranch. Is it okay if I walk in and say, help me, Dave?
Yeah. We're here for everyone. We sell the products. We love the products, but we want you to be comfortable. We want you to use us as a resource. We're the only Apple presence between Albuquerque and Denver.
Wow.
So no matter where you got your product, if your son got you the watch, don't uh-huh. feel bad.
Okay.
Come in. You can take part in our classes. You can set up a training with one of our certified Apple trainers. I'm usually there. I try to help everybody who walks through the door.
Yeah.
That's what we're all about. We don't care where you bought it.
All right.
We love to sell the stuff.
Sure.
But we just want to help you with your Apple products.
Wow. And that, I think, kind of, you know, to me, resonates throughout the Apple world, so to speak. Everyone's always like, yeah, you go in there and they're so helpful and they're so friendly, you know, and again, kind of, well, let's see if we can answer your questions. What is it that you need? And then walk you through that. So let's walk through the products. Is anything with an eye in front of it, I think, is Apple, right? I mean, you got the iPhone, you got the iWatch, you got the iPad, you got Captain. So what are all the different products that you carry?
So we don't carry the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
We do service and fix and train on the iPhone, but the computers, the iPad is pretty much our focus as uh-huh. far as sales, any accessories for the phones, the okay. watch, the computers. Speakers, everything from headphones to cases,
wow,
things like that.
So now the battery thing that was going on, do you replace the batteries in the phones?
Yeah, the iPhone 5, the iPhone 6, we mm-hmm. do in-house. The newer stuff goes back to Apple, and okay. we help facilitate that. But we keep most of those parts in stock so we can do a same-day repair on those mobile devices. You right. know, people don't want to be without their phones.
No. It's funny because I know I literally have left my wallet at my house and said, I'll get it later. I've left my phone. I got, okay, it's time to turn around and go back.
Yeah,
so
we try to respect that and don't keep your device any longer than we have to.
So let me ask this. So the difference between Mac, you know, Apple products and those other brands, so to speak, what are the benefits? Because when you meet somebody that has purchased and is a Apple user, they never go back. So tell me the benefits and what those bells and whistles are using an Apple product.
Boy, that's a really, really good question. That's been around forever.
Yeah.
One of the big things is the level of quality of hardware that Apple uses. You know, Apple doesn't have a $500 laptop because mm-hmm. they don't use that lower level of hardware components.
You're not buying a Yugo.
You're not buying a Yugo. Yeah. And if you go to Dell or HP and price the same uh-huh. level of hardware, the PC is going to cost more. Mm-hmm. Apple just won't go to that lower end. So
right.
what we see are people, you know, buying a computer and keeping it for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years.
Right. Where in the other world, you're usually having to recycle those through about every 3, I'm guessing.
That's what we see, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the cost of ownership, the cost of entry is higher, but the cost of ownership is much less. And we just find it's a much happier experience. You know, that Apple product, the Apple ecosystem,
uh-huh.
the watch works with the iPad, which works with the phone, which works with the computer, and you get them all put together with our help sometimes.
Right.
But then you've just got a real happy technical existence for the next 5, 6, 7 years.
You know, I remember when I was in college back in, I think it was 1986, 87, and one of the professors at Fort Lewis had one of the original Macintosh, the computers, you know, and the mouse.
Uh-huh.
And oh my gosh, I thought, wow, that is so cool. And look at this drop-down menu and all these features instead of the commands that Apple brought to the forefront. And it's just been incredible ever since.
Yeah, it's been a real computer for the people. They say it's intuitive, and it really is. Once you get in there and kind of get a few basics under your belt, then mm-hmm. off you go. So it's been great.
Now, you mentioned with, you know, kind of navigating. So let's say with the iPhone, is that something, again, I can walk in and say, all right, I'm trying to figure out ABC, or again, trying to get my calendar to sync with my watch or whatever it might be. You don't mind people coming in, seriously.
We love it, and we love that stuff, and we understand it, and we know that it's not simple.
Yeah.
Putting all those things together. Many times, if your Apple ID is goofed up, if you don't understand the cloud, we'll schedule a time. We'll have uh-huh. you sit down with somebody and bring in all your devices and figure it out with you.
Okay.
I do that quite often. If it's a real quick question, we can get you in and out. A lot of times, it's more complicated. We need
right.
more information. So we invite people to come in, let us know what you need, and
yeah.
then we find the solution for you.
All right, since you mentioned it, since it's all about me, and this is my radio show, right? But I'm sure there's other listeners out there that might have the same question. So the cloud. So I know I upgraded my cloud storage. Don't ask me how much it is. I just know I need to do it because of my music. Now, I've got a bunch of videos, you know, I've shot on my phone over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could come in and say, all right, Dave, help me get these videos to the cloud. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I might say, you know what? Let's get back together Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Bring in all your stuff. I hope you know your passwords. And you and I will sit down. We'll make a list. We'll map it out. And when you walk out of there, you're going to understand exactly how all this stuff works.
You promise?
I promise.
I mean, come on, you're talking to a technically challenged kind of guy. So what do you charge for something like that? Because I know the investment would be well worth it.
Yeah. You know, we do hours of training. It's about $75.
Uh-huh.
Our hourly rate for service is $100 if we're actually fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
People come in with a question that takes 5 or 10 minutes. We typically don't charge anything.
Wow. So you're not like an attorney.
Nothing against the attorneys out there.
But that's their time. And that time
yeah,
is money.
And we have to pay our people for their time
sure.
and their expertise. But we're really here for the customer. You know,
wow.
we really, really, really do this for our relationships in town.
Wow.
You know, that's what's important to me.
That is incredible. So what is the most popular Apple product out there right now?
Oh, the phone by far.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all tied together. The phone, the watch, the iPad. The computers, they just work so beautifully together
mm-hmm.
That it's a beautiful ecosystem.
So, and you've said that a couple times now, the ecosystem, the Apple ecosystem. So, and that I think must be one of the biggest benefits because of that integration.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not having to download other, whatever it is, the apps and the patches and this and that.
Exactly right. It just works.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. So when people get their the software updates,
mm-hmm.
and I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm always hesitant to do that because it always seems like there's a few bugs that have to be worked out. But you need to do that, whatever the app is, because sometimes I look down and I've got like 10 updates I'm supposed to do from Facebook to whatever else it might be.
You do. There's a lot of compatibility issues, but the root of it all comes down to security. One of the reasons that we have a more secure environment on the Mac is Apple's taking care of those security updates through the system updates. Once you do those and you have yourself secure, you need to make sure that your applications are all updated to be compatible with the new system. So you do have kind of a cascade effect of continuing updates. And we do invite people to call our store and ask questions about these updates. Say, this new update came out. Should we run it now?
You know, right.
Because we know. So we invite you to call us and find out.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. You know, I didn't even think of the security aspect. I always just thought it's so, you know, they can track your algorithms on Facebook and spy on you or whatever the case may be. But it all goes back to the security issue.
It comes down to that operating system that you're running. And Apple is almost daily releasing updates to provide patches to update the security based on what's going on in the real world. So it's important to run those updates. And when you do run those system updates, you know, it's going to affect your programs. And
right.
And those developers need to react and release updates. So,
You know, the other thing I hear when you talk about the security is a lot of people will say Apple products don't get viruses. But I've heard people say, well, that's not necessarily the case, but it's a lot less seldom.
There's a lot of trickery out there. So the bad guys can't just come in and take over your computer, but they can trick you into installing their malware.
Right.
A service we offer is a scan and removal of that malware. And we also want you to understand how not to be infected in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the classes that we'll be offering in April is security and maintenance on your Mac. And that's been really popular in the past, really a valuable bit of information to know to keep you safe on your Apple product.
Absolutely. Well, and I see on my phone, I keep winning a chance to win a $100 gift card from something. And obviously, those are the things that they lure you in. And
yep.
Like delete, 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 delete. And I'm sure like one of the classes that you'll have is hopefully on also how to quit getting all that stuff. Maybe, you know, because once I say yes to a Cabela's or something, all of a sudden, you get a lot of stuff.
You're
it's in
flooded.
The fine print.
Yep. If it's in the fine print, it takes a lot of diligence. It takes a lot of work on your part, but there are ways to stop all that from coming in.
Yeah. So I don't forget, give us your location one more time.
1077 Main Avenue. We're right next to Alpine Bank, across from the old post office.
Yep. And what is your phone number?
970-259-1187.
1187.
And don't forget the website, macranch.com.
That was my next one, macranch.com. And again, you're conveniently located right in the heart of downtown, kind of under the awning.
Under the awning, yeah.
Yeah.
No snow, no ice.
You can come on in there and check it out. And Dave, I just want to, you know, compliment you on the service that you provide and just the willingness and the passion that you talk about comes through for the Apple products.
Thank you, Jack. We really believe in the products and we believe in the community, and that's really why we're here. So come down and say hi, and love to work with everybody in town.
And I'll be looking at, will you post when the classes are going to start in April on your website, macranch.com?
Yeah, we have a list on the website. We do a Facebook announcement, and then we have a mailing list. If you're interested, you can call in and get on that mailing list.
Wow. Well, I'm a believer in Apple products, I know, and I'm fearful of ever changing from an iPhone. I got my Apple Watch. I'm going to come in and take those classes. So do we forget anything?
I think we've got it covered. We're just really excited to be downtown. We're going to be here for a long time, and the whole staff is ready for a great future here.
All right. Well, appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day and sneaking on down here to do a radio show with me.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
Dave, thank you. And again, themacranch.com. Stop by. They're just to the north of Alpine Bank in the heart of downtown Durango. And durangobusiness.org, where you can get all your chamber upcoming events. Have a great day.